ることもできます。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you in this special festive day of 80th Indonesia's independence on Sunday, a special day for all of us Indonesian here. And so, my listener, to follow up about all of the amazing things that is going on around the 80th anniversary of Indonesia and the independence of Indonesia, make sure to always tune in to our online streaming in voidnews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRI Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And so don't go anywhere, stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The General Chairman of Muhammadiyah Haidar Nasir praised President Prabowo Subianto's political policy to prioritize the development of quality human resource in commemoration of the 80th anniversary of Indonesia's independence. He stressed that Indonesian independence is not merely an annual ceremony, but a historical mandate that must be continuously upheld so that the noble vision of the nation founders to advance education and the economic can be realized. The Indonesian Pavilion at the Expo 2025 in Osaka, Japan recorded its highest single-day visitor count on August 13th, welcoming 30,580 people. Since opening in April 2025, the pavilion has attracted a total of 1,900,296 visitors, reaching 68% of its 2.8 million target. Pavilion Director Rahmat Mulyanda said on Saturday, where he expressed optimism that the pavilion would soon surpass the 2 million mark. And that was the news. Hello, listener. Let's rile up our energy, of course, with a song from Chocolate with Bandera to gather up our spirits in this special day of Indonesia. And make sure to tune in again to our online streaming voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kilohertz and 4755 kilohertz, and our application in RRE Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And here is Chocolate with Bandera.
Tumpah darah semua pahlawan. Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening. Listener, on today's music corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening!
Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. saja angin membawa rinduku padamu.
Open your eyes.
datang kembali semua ingatan tentang kamu yang telah berlalu. Kusadari dan janji yang terikat berada di jari manismu. Ku terdiam ingin menghilang saat ku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada pada tang di hadapanku. Hati ini tak siap untuk terima adanya dan aku yang tak bisa mencoba untuk hindari hilangkan semua rasa cinta yang membuatku berat untuk menyadari kini kau tak bahagia tanpa aku. Lagi ku berkata-kata kalau yang selalu di benakku.
The thing that you were waiting, I should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bomber clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. I wish I could turn back time. Say goodbye. I don't ever wanna say goodbye.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experience by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Bersamanya.
Voy listener. The National Arms Agency of Indonesia has expressed its readiness to deliver humanitarian logistics aid donated by Indonesians to the people of Palestine through the Sirka Alamiah warehouse in Egypt. In a statement cited in Jakarta on Saturday, he noted that Basnas would begin packing the aid once the Egyptian Ministry of Defense issues flight permits into the Gaza Strip, adding that the goods has been stored in the warehouse for months. Makdum pointed out that the state philanthropic agency had partners with various stakeholders to ensure smooth delivery, including the Indonesian embassy in Cairo.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasolami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasolami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasolamis. Kasolami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasolami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasolami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasolami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Sendiri ku merasa Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata, turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan diangan-angan.
Awan ikut menari-nari
romantis
sambil merayu, lupakan ada waktu. Angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta, ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Ada di sana.
bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu, kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan,
kita bikin romantis.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone in accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding, warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Yeah.
Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tape on the tap, then it is tap on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes Karinding, such as in Chittamyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalong Kulon Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, Karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker in order it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While Karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of Karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya itu dari ranting aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah sekarang,
in the past it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now Abah mixed it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, Karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, terus kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, jemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, Karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nafas says that Karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced Karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni Karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni, itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, Karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah. Mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah la baba ya rin. Astaghfirullah la banu nagi. Astaghfirullah la banu ngantrog. Astaghfirullah ayah kolektor. Astaghfirullah.
Sunyi harapan hirup loba masalah hutang kawarung ejang kata tangga dan maya listrik ejang kontrakan I'm